Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty University's case involving Title VII and employment is drawing national attention, and some of the blue states are not happy. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we continue to represent Liberty University, one of the largest Christian universities in the nation, against this case of a Zinsky, who was a man who was hired as a man to work in the IT department. And then after his 90-day review, he says, oh, sorry, I want to be Eleanor. I'm a female. And so that is against a Christian university's mission. And so he filed suit against that. And we have been fighting this all along, and it's drawing quite a bit of media as this Jonathan Zinsky brings in a lot of the emotional feeling in the interviews and et cetera, et cetera. But basically, you can't violate a Christian university's mission.
Well, and we're bringing in the actual law and the implications of this case.
Yeah.
And so we just filed our reply brief. So we did an opening brief, they did a response, we did a reply. So now all the briefs are filed. We're now waiting for the Court of Appeals to set oral argument on this case. This case has a high potential of going to the United States Supreme Court, no matter which way the Court of Appeals rules. In this particular case, we have so many different arguments, but one of the main arguments that seems to be drawing a lot of attention is our argument involving Title VII. Title VII is a federal employment law that applies to employers that have 15 or more employees. But there's a section in Title VII, sections 702 and 703 of Title VII. They are exceptions to the rest of the chapter. So if you fall under those sections, then you are excluded from all of the other requirements of Title VII. And so those sections, particularly 702, says essentially that if your decision is based on religion as the employer, then you are excepted from the rest of the statute. So in other words, if in the easy case, a Baptist can hire a Baptist, a Jewish organization can hire Jewish, Catholics can hire Catholics. So you can hire consistent with your faith. Now, this case is about what happens if somebody affirms your doctrinal belief, as in this case, Jonathan Zinsky.
He signed the line agreeing.
And then actively, openly disregards it, is in opposition to it, and by conduct is opposing your doctrinal belief.
And then start screaming that you're discriminating against him.
Yeah, so that's what happened here. So Liberty University has a doctrinal statement, very specific, by the way. And by the way, this is a reason why you need to have churches and faith Christian employers need to have good policies like Liberty has here. Liberty has a very good doctrinal statement that says we are created in the image of God, male and female, that there are two sexes, and that to identify as something opposite to your birth sex is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very specific doctrinal statement. A few years ago, you wouldn't think that you would need something that specific, but now you do. And it's a good thing that Liberty has that. That's the doctrinal statement. Zinsky began taking hormones for 4 months, then went to Liberty, applied, read the doctrinal statement, files the paperwork, affirms it, gets hired, then waits until the 90-day probation expires, then says to Liberty, by the way, I have been, quote, transitioning, that's his words, been taking hormones. I'm changing my name to Eleanor, and I want to identify as a female.
You know, this really smells like a setup to me. I think he's very obvious about his actions.
Yeah, I think so. There's no question about it. I think it's a setup, and I have some additional information, I think, that really underscores the fact that it's a setup. But then as soon as that happened, He was terminated. Mm-hmm. Then he gets in contact with the ACLU. I think that was all pre-planned, and files suit. Now he wants Liberty to actually conform to his worldview, and disregard Liberty's. Well, what would happen if that was the case? And this is the crux of the argument, why this is attracting so much attention. If an employee can come to a religious institution like Liberty, or even a church, and then openly defy the doctrine of that religious institution, and then you can't do anything about it, that person gets to flaunt your doctrine in front of every other employee, or in this case, even in front of students, then that religious institution would cease to exist. You know, a judge, for example, you would think of it in this context, a judge cannot force a church to accept a member. If a church doesn't want to accept this one person as a member, a court has no jurisdiction to force the church to accept that person as a member. In this case, if a person like Zinsky wants to be an employee of a religious institution and openly defy the doctrine of that religious institution, Section 702, our argument is courts have no jurisdiction to do so. Liberty should be free to follow its right. doctrinal position.
I mean, Christian organizations, churches, as you said, have to be protected because this is a huge case and will set a precedent either way that goes. Because if you can't protect churches and religious organizations, you're going to have atheists or whomever come and say, oh, I want to work here, but even though I don't align with your Christian mission,
yeah,
that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And so then the Christian mission is nothing.
Right.
Because you have all these employees that are openly defying your doctrinal position.
Right.
And that's what Zinsky would do. He would openly defy the doctrinal position, not just silently disagree with it, openly defy it. The doctrinal position is God created us in his image, male and female. There's two sexes. Liberty's belief is clear. Zinsky's belief is and conduct is exactly the opposite.
Yeah, there's a clear agenda here.
So how do you explain that to other employees? How do you explain it to students that you've got this one employee that you're hired and working for you, interacts with employees, faculty, and staff, and now is openly in defiance of everything that these people have to sign on to and affirm and be expected to abide by?
Right.
So that's why this has attracted the national attention. We have received a lot of amicus briefs in favor of Liberty University. A lot of educational institutions, legal scholars, they've did some amazing work supporting our arguments. On the other hand, we have two amicus briefs or so, maybe three, that are opposed to us. Americans United for Separation of Church and State, you know, that's the group that really doesn't want Christians involved in anything. But the one that really is interesting is the 19 states plus the District of Columbia, 20 entities. They're all the blue states, and the District of Columbia, of course, is a blue district. And they are very concerned about our argument in the Liberty University case. Why? Because if we win, that means Liberty University can act in accordance with its doctrine, as it should. And all other employers that are religious-based, Christian-based, they can act in accordance with their doctrine. And then what does that mean to these 19 states in the District of Columbia? They can't force their radical LGBTQ agenda onto Christians. They can't use LGBTQ to trump religious freedom. And they're upset about that. They're concerned about it. They're afraid that this case of Liberty University will ultimately be successful and it will ultimately push back their radical LGBTQ mm-hmm. agenda being forced upon religious and Christian employers.
Yeah, it'll pull the rug under their agenda for sure. So we really need to pray about this case because this is huge. This will set a big precedent whichever way that the court rules. And like you said earlier, this could actually go to the high court. So it's one to watch and pray for.
Definitely go to the high court. I mean, whichever way it goes, obviously if we win, I'm sure the Zinsky / ACLU would ask the Supreme Court for review. If we lose, then we will certainly do that. I can guarantee you that Liberty will fight this all the way to the high court. I think the case has a really high potential of going to the Supreme Court and a high potential of winning and setting a huge national precedent. Title VII and the exemptions of 702 in 703. 703 is an exemption as well. It's just a separate exemption for religious institutions. But that's already contained in 702. So these are major exemptions, major protections inspired by the First Amendment with regards to protecting religious liberty of employers that are religious-based. Very important case. This is at the Court of Appeals. As soon as the argument is set, we will let you know. Pray for the case. Liberty University. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.